a lot of times when you have presidential visits, you have a visit and it's in and out. So this is a little longer stay, multiple venues, multiple times, motorcade issues, security issues, building sweep issues, access to venue issues, closing those venues down, staffing those venues. So it's a labor-intensive day-by-day operation that may need to be changed. And so the one thing that you can plan on is that changes will have to be fairly fluid.
Talk about the challenge of making it a pleasurable event for the public and yet keeping everything safe for the dignitary.
Well, I think certainly what we've tried to do is to identify areas and clearly provide a message to those who are going to be attending that, you know, there are certain things that will be and won't be allowed inside the venues for the safety of the crowd and for His Holiness. You know, don't bring a lot of stuff. Certainly if it's raining, you'll have an umbrella in that, but I wouldn't bring a lot of items that may set a detector off because it will slow the access into the facility. We'll require everybody to be seated prior to the starting of the events. We plan on utilizing probably members from various law enforcement agencies with our staff plus the State Department staff, but ultimately doing it in a manner that is not too intrusive and that still provides for a pleasurable event for those who are attending.
Not everybody is excited about the Dalai Lama coming to Iowa and coming to the University of Northern Iowa. What provisions have been made for people who may want to protest?
There's a protest area that has been set up, and it's located kind of south and west of the McLeod facility across the street. We'll provide some barricade and signage for that area. And then if we do have people in that area, we will have a representative from our department who will meet with them and just kind of guide them through what our parameters are. We will provide that and allow them to do what our Constitution allows them to do, but in a manner that is safe for not only themselves but for others in attendance.
It's always great to learn something. Can you think about what you've learned from this particular planning process that you can take forward with you, maybe not necessarily within the Public Safety Department, but just in other things that you plan and other things that you do?
Really what's happening worldwide has an impact of where he is at. So it truly is kind of a global review of what's going on in terms of, you know, what is the safety and hazardous kinds of things that we may face at this particular venue given what's going on in the world. So it really does emphasize the global nature of the things that we deal with now.